In November of 2005, a sports talk show host specializing in fantasy football was ordered by his mother to take a bath. Not wanting to miss the waning moments of the Sunday night football game, he took his trusty boombox into the bathroom with him. During a 42-10 Indianapolis Colts blowout of the Houston Texans, Colt third-string running back James Mungrow scored a meaningless touchdown to some, but to the talk show host, it was the difference between loss and victory. In his unbridled enthusiasm, our hero leapt from the water, throwing his hands into the air. In doing so, he caught the cord to his ghetto blaster with his crusty elbow and yanked the 211-pound apparatus from its perch into the water. Hundreds of thousands of tiny bolts of electricity raced from his feet through the rest of his body. The jolt failed to cure his problem acne and his poor eyesight. Hell, it didn't even alter his prescriptions. But the combination of 3 inches of water, 2 squirts of Lever 2000 body wash, the electrocution itself, and his personal body composition of flesh, bone, skin, and a steady diet of calzones left his other senses heightened to superhuman levels. Now by day, he remains Arizona's most reliable fantasy football radio guru, but by night, he's the crime-fighting Super Blister.
Super Blister!
Greetings and salutations! You're tuned in to the Rusty Blister Show, the longest-running, hour-long Tuesday night fantasy football-only radio show featuring but one host in the great area of Central Arizona. Yes, with the new football season fast approaching on today's show, I'll recap my recent and 23rd overall fantasy draft of the summer. In addition, I'll break down my list of the top 13 defensive players, 300 pounds and over, who I think could serve their teams well in specialty goal line situations. And I'll chat with Margaret Brown, a waitress at a Chevy's in Dallas, Texas, who claims Cowboy quarterback Drew Bledsoe burned his tongue so badly on some steaming Chipotle sauce last night, she doesn't know how, in her expert opinion, he could possibly practice today. But first, these important messages from our sponsors.
Clear. Boy, you're sure on today, Rusty.
Thanks, producer Tammy. Not bad considering how little sleep I got last night, huh?
Oh, so I guess you were out late.
Well, another draft. I'm in this league with some fellas from the 80s rock superfan fan club I joined. They're big-time late-night partiers, I guess. So my team, Twisted Blister, sort of cleaned up. I waited till they were all pretty much lit on PBR and ecstasy. Then I stole Todd Heap in the 7th round and Chester Taylor in the 12th. And right from beneath their cocaine-crusted noses. It was really sweet. Oh, and then I brought a derailed Amtrak to a safe halt without injuring any of the passengers.
Wow! Todd Heap in the 7th round. That is so great. No wonder you always win, Rusty.
Well, I do now.
So what are you doing tonight, Rusty? Probably got a hot date, huh?
Oh, I have a date, all right, producer Tammy. I have a date with justice. But first, I have a fantasy draft. I have to stop by with my rodeo friends. We're doing it at Texas Grill. I do the PA for their shows. My fantasy team, Blith Tex, well, it won last year. So I have the number one pick this season. Then I'll probably, foil an attempt at world takeover by one of my new arch nemeses.
That sounds so exciting. You think I could come along and see you in hot action?
Well, I've always wanted to have someone along.
And I've always wanted to see what kind of magic you can pull with the number one pick for a change.
Well, sure, Tammy. I don't see why not.
Super Blister!
That night, after the draft.
Were my eyes deceiving me, or did I just see you steal Cleveland running back Ruman Drones in the 18th round?
Believe it, sweetheart. And now all I have to do is enter the rosters onto CBSSportsLine.com, and it will officially be etched in history. Not so fast, Blister!
Hey, I don't know who you are, mister, but if you want an expansion team, you'll draft from who's left.
No! Stay out of this, Pertuther, Tammy. He's not here for Rusty Blister. I'm afraid he's here for Super Blister. My super alter ego that resulted from the best and worst bath I've ever taken. Hello! What brings you here tonight, Stingray? Only the destruction of the world, Blister. And how will that serve you, Stingray? You know what? I have no idea. I guess I never really thought of it until you mentioned it. Look, Stingray, you can't beat me. I overpowered you in Nepal, outsmarted you in Zaire, and let's face it, outdrafted you in Stockholm. How was I supposed to know Carson Palmer was going to have his breakout year? How was anyone supposed to know? Take that, Blister! I'll block your evil ray with my trusty Trapper Keeper shield of draft preparation.
Stay strong, Rusty, stay strong.
Producer Tammy, don't know if I can hold it back much longer. Should have blocked with my running back folder. It's thicker, sturdier. Running backs are always the key to the draft.
Hang in there, Rusty. I need Super Blister. Hang in there.
Can't. Please tell my mother, the owner of Santeezy Brothers, and Chris Mortensen, I said goodbye. Unless I can reach the exploding death score pager I specially wired and keep in my Cincinnati Bengals Zubaz at all times.
Oh, reach, Super Blister, reach.
I think I've got it. Eat this, Stingray.
Rusty, are you okay?
I'm right here, Tammy, hanging upside down in the rain, and I'm fine.
May I kiss you?
Only if you'll trade me Larry Johnson and for Clinton Portis and a player to be named later. You won this time, Super Blister, but I'll be back. You hear me? I'll be back, and I'll be waiting to stop you, Stingray, unless, of course, you attack on a Sunday, or a Monday night, or later in the season, a Saturday.
I love you, Super Blister.
Producer Tammy, no one can know what you learned here tonight.
I'll never give up your secret identity.
No, not that. No one can know how badly I want Larry Johnson. I have 31 more drafts before the season opens.
Super Blister!